Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Brian Ping.
And I'm Karen Adams. Thousands of people who work retail in the city of LA are about to have a lot more control over when they work and when they're considered on call. Our Craig Figner has the story.
It's called the Fair Work Week policy, and a majority of the LA City Council supports it. It will affect tens of thousands of people employed in the city of Los Angeles.
The Fair Work Week policy will ensure that retail workers in the city receive 2 weeks' notice on their schedules, are not forced to work opening shifts or remain on call for shifts, will not be retaliated against for requesting a change in their shift, will receive additional compensation for last-minute changes to their schedules.
LA demands a fair work week, and we demand it now.
The Fair Work Week policy did pass the first vote at this LA City Council meeting, but there were just 10 members present, so it requires a second vote where it is expected to pass and become the new rule in Los Angeles for many retail and grocery workers. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A noisy protest in front of the State Building in downtown LA today. People angry over a COVID rent relief program. The demonstrators say the program has been botched and thousands of people waiting for help with their rent may end up being evicted instead.
One of the demonstrators was dressed as a turkey so they could present the Turkey of the Year Award to state officials over handling of the ERAP program. That's emergency rental relief. They're blaming the governor, the Housing and Community Development Agency, and a private contractor for what they called the disastrous handling of ERAP. The protesters say the incompetence has left thousands of tenants at risk for eviction or in limbo.
This is unjust. And we want to see justice. But, and what do we want? When do we want it?
The demonstrators want the state to approve all pending applications that are income eligible. Plus, they want them to reopen some of the cases that have been denied. And they want the program, the ERAP program, to be fully funded as promised. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Nurse practitioners in California will soon be able to cover a lot more ground. A law set to take effect in the new year allows nurse practitioners to work without the supervision of a doctor. Now, this creates opportunities for them to open their own clinics, especially in rural parts of the state that lack medical coverage. Cynthia Jovanov is the head of the California Nurse Practitioners Association.
If they ask me, hey, Cynthia, I actually want you to be in a free standalone clinic in Thermal, I will be able to do that on my own without physician oversight, without that burden of paperwork.
The law is not intended for nurse practitioners to replace doctors, as they won't be able to do any kind of medical procedure that they aren't already authorized to do. But as Jovanov tells us, there aren't enough physicians to cover all of California, and that should be no reason to deny people nursing care in their own neighborhoods.
Two women are speaking out for the first time after suing former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman. They claim they were sexually abused by him when they were minors. Let's go live now to Margaret Carrero, who's covering this story.
Both women grew up in boxing circles because of their fathers. Their dads were associates of Foreman. They say they were sexually abused by the boxing great decades ago when they were in their teens.
As I grew older, that experience with Foreman began to weigh heavily on me. I started to hate myself, letting it happen, and I felt dirty and shameful. Distrusted men.
He asked me to remove my clothes and told me if I didn't, my father would be fired. So I complied.
Sean Holly is Foreman's attorney.
Mr. Foreman will fight as he has in the ring forever to defeat these false, nonsensical, ridiculous allegations.
She said the claims are being made by opportunistic women to try to extort millions of dollars. Karen and Brian, an attorney for the women, described the extortion claim as defamatory.
Thanks, Margaret. With the holiday season starting this week, police are urging the public to slow it down on the roads and are Demetrio reports they're pledging a more intensive effort to control street takeovers in the downtown LA area and citywide.
At a conference on the midpoint of the 6th Street Bridge, Central Traffic Division Captain Yvonne Ortiz said the takeovers and speed exhibitions in the area do far more than just block traffic.
Far too often, this activity results in severe crashes, fatalities, and gang-related crimes. Los Angeles Police Department has zero tolerance for illegal street racing, takeovers, and all the criminal behavior that stems from these activities.
Ortiz says the point of Project Safe Streets between now and the end of the year is to get the community to slow down when driving and to report instances of street takeovers, which are now becoming regular occurrences in specific stretches of Central and South L.A. On the 6th Street Bridge, Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.